Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Girl, I got to tell you something. And still am so excited to get a chance to talk to you.
Sick.
I want to show you something here. See that?
Ooh.
For folks who are going to listen to this whole interview on 680news.com, I'm showing her my VIP pass that I had at your show at the Mod Club.
Okay, my show like a few nights ago.
Yep. And girl, it was the bomb. I got to tell you something. I've seen showcases before. I've never seen one artist do so much on such a small stage. I mean, girl, it was almost like you really didn't need anything because you were just, the energy filled up the room.
Amazing. I kind of have this philosophy when I'm playing a show that if I don't give it 100% and at some point during the show feel like I'm going to throw up because I'm working it so hard, then I haven't done my fans justice. So I think it's really important every single show I play to like give it everything I have inside me.
Well, here's the proof. I mean, look at this. Number one album, Animal, in Canada. Number one single in Canada, blah, blah, blah. Plus, you knocked off Susan Boyle, girl. That is amazing.
Everybody makes it sound so mean, like I, like, took her out with a punch or something. But she had a good run at the top of the charts. Come on now.
No, she did really well, but, you know, it was your time. How does it feel about all the success that you're getting, especially for people who know about the things that you have gone through? You know, things are finally coming together.
Well, it's exciting that, you know, I put together a record and spent so much time making it that people are noticing that the whole album's really good. It's not just a single, and that I am really an artist and I really wrote everything and I'm a real musician. And it's exciting that people are really recognizing that. And also, like, my writing skills have been appreciated, you know?
When you're talking about writing skills, I mean, we're talking about basically from birth, because your mom was also a singer-songwriter, too.
Yeah, my mom's a writer, and she taught me kind of everything. And I grew up coming home from school and writing songs and playing instruments, and that's just what I did for fun, and that's kind of how I was raised in Nashville. So, yeah, it's kind of been in my blood.
Now, everybody has heard the story, but you're going to have to tell it thousandth time.
Which one?
You know which one. Prince. Do I have to go any further than that?
I did. Okay, so I wanted Prince to hear my record because I think Prince is one of the, you know, I mean, he's, in my mind, a musical god. And I think Controversy has been one of the most inspiring songs of all time. And I wanted, you know, Controversy round two for me. So I thought maybe if I snuck into his house, I could have the opportunity to write with him. So I snuck in his house and, like, in the process had to pay the gardener $5, which at the time was a lot of money. And then his door was unlocked. After I just snuck under one fence, his door was unlocked. So I just let myself in and ended up, to make a long story short, getting to be in the same room with him. He was playing guitar, which was amazing. And I left him a CD. But I did have to bail quickly before I got to, like, seriously hang with him.
Ah, that's too bad, girl. But at least you got to do that. But he didn't, he never called you back, though.
Not yet.
I like that. I like that thinking. But you did hook up with Flo Rida.
Yeah, on two songs.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that, because that's pretty interesting.
Yeah,
I like the story.
We were working with the same producer, this amazing producer named Dr. Luke, who's brought you a plethora of songs that you'll hear on the radio. And I walked in the studio and Flo Rida was recording Right Round. And I know the old Dead or Alive song from the 80s that was, you know, a mild cover of. And so I just started singing. And he was like, damn, you got a good voice. I was like, cool. And then he put me on the song and never took me off.
And you've written and worked with other artists too. Katy Perry.
Yeah. Well, I was in Katy Perry's video for I Kissed a Girl. I've done backup and helping the vocals along with Britney and Paris Hilton, and I wrote a song that's actually the title track of Miley Cyrus's new EP called The Time of Our Lives, and I wrote a song that the Veronicas recorded called This Love.
So when this finally, Animal, for folks who can't see on the mic, of course, I'm pointing the Animal CD, you know, what was the purpose for you? What was the goal for you in working on this album and finally getting it released?
This record is really, to me, a celebration of youth and irreverence and fun. And I really just wanted to make people dance and happy with this record. I think that, you know, some people might just disregard it as silly pop music, but if you actually give the whole record a listen, you'll see that there's a pretty serious amount of depth and thought put into every single song.
Oh, absolutely. But girl, you realize the song, TikTok, that now is almost like a New Year's Eve anthem. It was one of the first songs that I remember hearing when I got the 3, 2, 1 click, Happy New Year. Boom. TikTok was on the jam.
I was in the jungle, so I didn't get to hear it.
You know, you've got so much great success, but you know you're also being, there's comparisons. You got the Madonna thing happening. You got the Lady Gaga thing. Do you mind being put in that group of people?
Are you kidding with me? With two, like, hot, successful chicks? That's amazing. Anytime anybody tries to compare me to anybody or anything that is successful, smart, I won't be offended. I'm absolutely taking that as a, you know, compliment.
So what's going to be, what's going to happen now? I'm assuming tour-wise, what are the
things? I'm touring, promoting, running around the world, covering every country with glitter. And I know one confirmed tour is Lilith Fair, which is cool because I know that kind of comes out of left field for a lot of people to, you know, associate me with Lilith Fair. But I think that being part of, like I was telling you a second ago, strong woman movement is sick. So I'm excited about that.
Fantastic. Twitter and website, where do we go when we want to check up on you?
Yeah, KeshasParty.com and Twitter.com/KeshasSucks. It's KeshasUxx. I'm just beating the haters to the punchline here.
I can tell. Before we wrap this up, one very quick question. If there's one thing you do want to make sure that fans or anybody in general who comes in contact with who you are and your music, what is it about you that you want to make sure people understand?
Well, there are so many things.
But, yeah, but we got to have one.
There's so many things. But I guess the main thing is that with Animal, we are all animals. And the reason I named the record that is because I kind of behave more like an animal than, you know, some people, because some of my behavior is, quote unquote, not appropriate, or I say things that are very raw, and it just comes naturally, and I kind of really give into my animal instincts. So I want people, if they come see my show or listen to my record, to, you know, take the opportunity to maybe give into those instincts we have as animals. Just for the time you're listening to my record, I hope I can bring that out of people.
Fantastic. Kesha with a dollar sign. Thank you so much for coming down to the 680 News Studios.
Thanks, man.